bow our heads as we open the service. Glorious Heavenly Father, oh, what a wonderful day, Lord, to have you in our hearts, Lord. And Lord, even tonight, Lord, you give us that desire to come and to gather together. Lord, fulfilling your word and with anticipation waiting to hear what you have for us. Lord, I pray that you would just look in every heart. Lord, as you walk amongst us, Father, just see what we need, Lord, and just impart that to us. Grant us revelation, Lord. Oh, how we need that revelation, Father, in this late hour. Have your way. Draw us ever closer to you, Lord, we ask. Just may your will be done in everything. We ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. I'd like to, if you turn with me in our pamphlets, I'd like to see if I haven't sung this song in a while. Page 2. I like this little song. What did they do at Pentecost? Hallelujah. What did they do at Pentecost when the first new birth was given? When fell the blessed Holy Ghost like a rushing wind from heaven? Their life was changed, and so will yours when he sends the Holy Ghost. He'll fall upon you too, as he fell at Pentecost. What did they do at Pentecost? It fell upon. God gave a sign, and that's the first, and he gave that sign to all. Oh, their life was changed, and so will yours when he sends the Holy Ghost. He'll fall upon you too, as he fell at Pentecost. What did they do that was a core when the Holy Ghost was given? When they received the promised call of the Spirit sent from heaven? Changed, and so will yours when he sends the Holy Ghost. He'll fall upon you too, as he fell at Pentecost. Amen. That life, that token on display. Hallelujah. Praise his name. In our Only Believe books, page... Well, no, it's the capstone books, page 60. Amen. I've been changed. Well, I've been to the river and I've been baptized. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been changed from the creature that once I was and redeemed. Is now my name. Oh, I've been changed. I am newborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh, yes, amen. Hallelujah. Satan ruled my heart, but Jesus rescued me. By his grace, I can say I've been redeemed. I've been changed from the nature that once held me where I was bound. I been changed. Amen. Have you been changed? Hallelujah. Holy Spirit dwelling within. Amen. Praise His name. Page 86. I think that's the same book. He set me free. Amen. So thankful, saints. Once like a bird in prison I dwell, no freedom from my sorrow I fell. But Jesus came and He listened to me, and glory to God He said, amen, oh, He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, He set me free. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. Now I'm on higher ground, and glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, He set me free. Oh, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, goodbye to sin and things that confound. Not of the world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying to, and glory to God I'm going. Amen. Oh, He set me free. Yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God. Amen. Sing that last verse again. Oh, goodbye to sin and things that confound. Not of this world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying to, and glory to God.
Was the blood. Hallelujah. Sing it together.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, He died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, He died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. I may have something on your heart you'd like to take before Him. Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Lord Jesus, Lord, we know it was the blood. Father, You paid the price, Father. Lord, there's nothing that we can go through in this life, Lord, that You haven't experienced and, Father, went through. And then, Lord, paid the price for. Lord Jesus, I'm so thankful, Lord, for what you've done for me. Lord, all we need to do is reach out by faith and claim it. Lord, you paid the price. It's there. It's ours. Only through our fear and unbelief, Lord, it hinders us from receiving the promise. So, Lord, I pray, Lord, that each one that has a need on their heart, may you touch them, Lord, and give them the revelation, Lord, of that knowing that it's theirs, that they may be able to, by faith, reach out and accept it, Lord, for it's a finished work, and we're so thankful, Lord. Bless us now, each and every one, Lord, in this service as we go through, Lord, the rest of it, Lord, even to the word, grant to us revelation. Lord, we'll give you the glory and honor in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? If you come. Stand together. Sing, "No Course Only Believes." Ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only only believe.
Let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, one more time we've been able to gather. And Lord, we just come with great anticipation in our hearts, Lord, for the few nuggets that you would maybe impart to our hearts tonight. Lord, as your word is spirit and it is truth and it is truly inspired. And Lord, we just ask as we renew our minds to these scriptures and to these quotes, Lord, we may have heard them many times, but Lord, may it just somehow strike a little chord in the heart. Lord, you know what every one of us need. And Lord, I know it stirs my heart, and I pray it'll stir someone else's, Father. And just bless your word to the hearts and help us, Lord, to receive and to fully understand what you're doing for us in this hour, we pray. And we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all, Lord. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Oh, to me, he is so wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. While you're still standing, if you would, we'll turn our Bibles over here to Job, the 42nd chapter. Amen. Just a little thought that came on my heart this afternoon, and I just thought we'd try to catch a few nuggets, and maybe it'll stir our hearts, because this is a time we should be stirred of what God is doing for us and what we're seeing take place. Amen. And you know, as we're here tonight, and there's may not be a lot of us here, but nevertheless, we're here as individuals before God. So, you know, as I read this word as an individual, to me, it strikes my heart, and to me, it means something, and I'm praying that there's other individuals that God's word will mean a little more to them this evening. Amen. But here, let's just catch what Job was saying in the 42nd chapter, and just start at the first verse. As he was, then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou can do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me which I knew not. Here I beseech thee, and I will speak, and I will demand of thee, and will declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. May the Lord bless your Amy's word, and you may be seated. And Brother Branham used that scripture in the message, I have heard, but now I see. But I just, you just got to put yourself in Job's position. After all he had been through, and all that he had suffered through, and his life just seemed like it was, things were just taking place, and even his wife told him, why don't you just curse God and die? Just be done with it. But he suffered through all of that, and then to come to this point, and God began to open up and reveal and open his understanding. And then Job was able to truly say, I've heard of thee with my ear. And I've obeyed you and did all I could, but oh, now I see thee with my eye. And how, you know, that might have, as he was expressing himself, that's kind of how it is when God reveals himself to us spiritually. You may not see him with these natural eyes, so to speak, but the faith eye that's down inside, as he opens up the revelation of God's word to us, there's just something about it. As our pastor's mentioned it many times, it becomes more real to you than that light is a light. God expressing himself, and you know he doesn't change, and he cannot lie. And what he says he will do, he will finish and perform. And oh my, as we see that consolation taking place in our time and place, let's turn over to Romans, the 8th chapter, and read a very familiar scripture. Just maybe a little bit different way of putting it together this evening. It'll jump out and grab what little bit we can this evening. Amen. But it's got to be personal. You got to find yourself in these scriptures, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But it's just words on a page. It's no different than anything else, but it's got to be to you. You've got to see yourself in here. Romans 8 and 28, and just as Paul was speaking, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. If a work that he done. And Brother Branham in the message, we'll let him kind of put it into his words. This was in the message, Works as Faith Expressed. And as we think about the simplicity of these scriptures, but just, he says here in paragraph 124, and works, this was preached November 26, 65, he says, "Now hear the predestinated plan in plain view. Just as other seed, the word of God is a seed and must have the ground prepared beforehand. If you sowed a seed and just throwed it out there on the ground, it would do no good. The birds would pick it up. You throw it among thistles and thorns, it'll choke out pretty soon. Jesus' parable said so. So the ground has to be made ready first. And so God, in sovereign grace, prepares the heart first. He prepared you before the foundation of the world to receive him in this age. He foreknew you by his foreknowledge and ordained you to eternal life. He knew you, therefore he prepared you. And that's the reason you staggered out of these things and staggered into what you have now. It was God leading you to a place where he had ordained for you to be. If this ground isn't prepared beforehand, it can't grow. And that's the reason the seed of faith, when you're preaching faith, see the discernments of the Lord, see what takes place and all the gifts of the Bible working. People working themselves up, oh hallelujah, I believe it, and come up and find themselves disappointed, see? The ground has to be foreordained, and you know when it strikes. Like my little eagle last night, he knew when he heard the scream of that mother eagle. There's a lot of difference between that and the cluck of a hen, see? Because he was an eagle from the egg. He wasn't made an eagle right then. He always was an eagle. And a Christian always was. That's the reason the divorce, when you divorced because you were trapped into it, see, by your first parents, Adam and Eve, you became a sinner by nature. You didn't want to be. But now you've heard the gospel, and faith cometh by hearing, and revelation comes by hearing, and there's a little something inside of you. Another man sitting right by you say, I don't believe that stuff. Nonsense. I don't believe that. Nothing to it. Like they did on the day of Pentecost, they laughed and said, these men are full of new wine. They knew it was a great, they thought, no, it was. It was a great thing to those it was happening to. Why? It was God revealing himself to the individuals. While others laughed, these were rejoicing. It was an individual revelation, which is faith, that's revealed. If it wasn't faith, then they wouldn't even be there. But it was faith. Just the seeds has to have the ground prepared first. Therefore, all he foreknew, he called. And all he called and all he foreknew, he predestinated. And if you want to read that, and we did, Romans 8, 28 to 34. And also Ephesians 1, 1 to 5, see, all he foreknew, he did call. And he called and he justified, and all he justified, he is already glorified. There's nothing out of order. We think there is, but look in the scriptures, it's just hitting exactly the way God's word said it would, see, would. We see the messages rejected today. Isn't that just what the scripture said they would do? Sure, all things are ordained of God. And how, as we see the moments we're setting in, coming way down the line, and oh my, but this word is still striking and hitting the hearts of those that is predestinated to be received by. And you know, we often read these many examples in the scriptures, but we're going to turn over to John, the fourth chapter, with me, if you would. We're just going to put this back in our hearts. Amen. John 4. And this little woman at the well. Amen. You can just read this as a story about her, but if you can see the type and apply it to yourself, it'll mean a little bit more to you, I believe. But you got to find yourself identified in that. Amen. Here in John 4, and let's just go ahead and catch the whole thing, just to catch the emphasis. About the ninth verse of John, the fourth chapter. Let's back up to the sixth verse. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus at the well, and it was about the sixth hour. And there come a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. And then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it was that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman saith unto her, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus said unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus answered unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast now is not thy husband, in that saidest thou truly. And the woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. All Jesus done was the works that he was sent to do. He was manifesting what he was sent to do. And his works alone caught the attention of this little woman as she began to realize, whoa, what he said was truth, and she knew it. And he says, and the woman said, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. And we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he is come, he will tell us all things. She knew what had been spoken. She had heard the word. She had heard it prophesied. She knew what had been said that was going to happen of this Christ. But then Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. When he made himself known to her, that was all it took. It was enough. When he revealed to her and it dropped into her heart, she had seen the manifestation of that word, and for him to say that. And then it says, and the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith unto the men, Come and see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? And instantly she's into action. Her life was never more the same. She couldn't help it. It sparked in her life. Brother Branham said the ground was prepared beforehand. She had representation of predestination. And when that word came forth, it didn't matter how many times the Pharisees had told her she was no good. It didn't matter what her life had been steeped in. But when that flashed across her path, it was enough that it was it. It was settled for once and for all. And there wasn't nobody going to tell her that from that point on that wasn't the Messiah that was to come. It was revealed to her. She seen it, and it sparked to life. And how it's true in each of our lives. Get to it in a moment, but we'll think about the disciples back in Luke 24. But let's just follow here in leadership for just a moment. Brother Branham was speaking about Moses, and this is paragraph 250. He said, let us follow, he says, Moses for a little while. He says, let's watch his life. The first thing, when he accepted to take the reproach of Christ and forsake his education, forsake all of his wisdom, he was taught in all of the wisdom of the Egyptians, and all of his popularity, his throne, his scepter, his kingship, his crown, everything he had, he rejected it. And this other fellow wanted it and refused Christ. This man refused that and accepted Christ. And quickly, what happened? He had to separate himself. Hallelujah. The words mean praise to our God. It's bad that we're forgetting it. He rejected the thrones and popularity. He could have had young girls and wives by the hundreds. He could have had sepulchers, and under the Egypt rule, the world laid right at his feet. He was heir to every bit of it. But by looking into the scripture and seeing the day that he was living in and knowed that something in him, that predestinated seed of God, went to work. I don't care how popular you could be or how this you could be. You could be a presbyter, you could be a pastor, you could be this, that, or the other. But if that word of eternal life by God's word has been foreordained into you and you see the thing is at hand, it goes to work moving in like that. And Brother Branham snaps his fingers. And I want you to think about it, how that it's an individual affair. That little woman at the well, it came to her alone. And she went running, come see a man that's told me. And Brother Branham said in one place, because upon her testimony of the life, she went so convinced that the others believed. And oh my, how we should truly, this word striking into our hearts and realizing that I've been predestinated, I have been called to this purpose. Amen. We should be that reality burning in our hearts and in our lives. It don't matter how many is saying this side or it's going down that side. This is an individual. I am the revival. As we sing that little song, Brother Branham used that little example, the Welsh revival. This is burning in me. This is for me. I have seen my place. The same as she did, the same as Moses when he recognized that. Oh, he went into work, he couldn't help himself. And Brother Branham kind of expressed the same thing in Works of Faith Expressed, preached November 26, 65, concerning Noah, paragraph 156. He said, Noah's work expressed to man what his faith was in God's promise. When God met Noah, he said, Noah, it's going to rain. I'm going to destroy the whole earth with water. It had never rained. That's the impossibility. But Noah said, prepare an ark for the dimensions that I'll tell you. God said, prepare an ark of the dimensions that I'll tell you about. And Noah, being a carpenter, he went to work and began to take his foot at ease and everything to cut the boards and fix it up there with the shittim wood and put the pitch in, just as he said. And do you imagine what people thought about that man? They said that man is actually crazy because he says it's going to bring water out of the heavens. And there's no water up there. But you see, Noah didn't think about that. His works was expressing to the people what his faith was and what God said would take place. Amen. And that's the reason the genuine Christian separates himself from everything but the Word of God. No matter what people think, what anybody else says, he's separated. Because he isn't just saying that. If he is, it won't be long till his works will be made known. And he'll fall back and slip this way, join this or that, and start over. He'll show what he is. But if he's genuine, and if that word of God is bedded into him, then it's going to bring forth of its kind, and you'll see that man preparing for the great hour the way that Noah did. And that's the same way it is today. God, when God reveals himself, and he reveals himself to the individual, and God may reveal something to you that someone else didn't catch, don't mean that they won't catch it. But to the ones that caught that revelation, there ain't no slowing them down or turning them back. Amen. Their life is moving right on. They've left the things of the world. They've started to separate. Oh, they've seen the picture and away they go. Amen. And oh, it puts their life in action. It puts them in, they can't help themselves. They were predestinated. They were foreordained for a purpose. And when that light once strikes that seed, it has to come to life. Amen. And it begins to grow and bring forth of its kind. Yes. Look in the scriptures. Look in the natural. Look at the trees. You put that seed in the right soil one time and it'll pour the sun and the water to it and you watch it sprout. It can't help itself because the life was predestinated. The laying on the inside of it and the ground was prepared for it to be received. It will reproduce itself exactly as God said it would. But I want you to think about it. These are examples of people that God revealed himself to at a time and a place, a purpose for them. And it sparked something in them that nobody else was seeing at the time. Yes. Nobody else is just like, what are you doing that for? Why do you want to quit that? Why do you want to get away from this? Why are you going over there? Because there was something burning in them that wasn't lit up in the others. And oh, we must be realizing and come to the reality that this flame is but for a few. And it's as our pastor was even mentioning Sunday as he was bringing the word back. Oh my, that little bride's just a handful. But oh, if you're one of them that's feeling that spark and that nudge, oh my, may you set your... Don't let nothing hinder you, but feed it with the word of God and watch him bring it to life and fulfill his promise in your life. But oh, if we see that we're one of them, that spark is in, what a joy ought to be in our hearts. Just as Brother Branham said, there's a little comment. Oh, hallelujah, praise be to our God. We're forgetting it so much, he said. How it ought to truly be in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for me and what I see. Oh, my, as you see the word coming forth and the picture just becoming so clear. It's just drawing itself out to you. The Holy Spirit, it's to things you've heard before, things you may have knew. But at the right time and place, the Holy Spirit says it's time. And here's this piece of the puzzle to put it in there to bring that building to the final stages. Oh, my. You know, it's like we've been working on Clayton's house, you know, and we work so hard to get the boards in and put the wire in. And you do this. Anybody that builds a house, you go through those stages. But at the last final touches, somebody can come along and just put a little spackling on the wall and just put a little coat on the ceiling. And, oh, my, everybody done and forgets all that went into that building and that foundation sometimes. Because now the icing, the picture's coming together. Yeah. But all the time, from the start to the finish, it was all building to that final product. Yeah. And that's what's been going on in our hearts and in our lives right now. None of it's been in vain. We staggered from here, you thought. But no, God's been leading us all every step of the way, bringing you through this, bringing you across this mountain. There's an obstacle in the way. Why is this here? For your benefit. Yeah. To bring forth to his praise and to his honor. The works that he's doing in our hearts and in our lives.
Yes.
Turn over here to Luke 24 with me, and let's just catch along this same thought just to amen. Luke 24, and this is where they were going the road to Emmaus, and we've been talking about it so much here lately, but let's just catch over here. We'll just start about the 25th verse. And then he said unto them, O fools, and slow to heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures and things concerning himself. And they drew nigh to the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened. And all my, as we talked about a six-hour journey. They've already been walking for 6 hours, and he's talking to them and telling them these things. And then as he broke the bread and they saw the works being manifested, they recognized for something he had done before. Their eyes were opened and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us? Yep. Now, that's a simple statement. Yep. But if you've ever sat underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit and felt the Holy Spirit dealing with your heart, you can truly identify with that scripture.
Yes.
Even if it's from the very start of repent and to be baptized, oh my, as that word comes forth and something begins to prick your heart and you feel the anointing upon that word, there's something that begins to drive and to pound. I must fulfill that scripture. You know, you think of the eunuch that was in it as he was reading those words. And he said, there's water. What prevents me from being baptized? There was something already beginning to work in him. He had read those words and it was just something. Yeah. And it's the same with every true son or daughter of God. As that word comes forth and the Holy Spirit begins to deal and to reveal to your heart, you can't help but to feel that burning, that just a special touch down on the inside. They expressed it as a burning. Did not our hearts burn? But there is just a joy. You can't express it maybe in the right English language. But if you've experienced it, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. But as they sat there, their eyes were open. He said, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened up to us the scriptures? And they rose up that same hour and took that six-hour journey right back down Jerusalem. Something went to work on their inside. It was moving them. It was a drive in them. We got to go tell the others. It was pushing. It was pulsating. And that's why God's word, it just has a way of doing that in your life and in your heart. You can't smother it. You can't hide it. You can't light a flame and hide it under a bushel. It's going to show forth. The works in your life will prove out that something has begun to churn and to move on the inside. And oh my, it will bring forth fruit of its kind. Hallelujah. And produce a life.
Yes.
Here in the, let's catch this real quick. Amen. This is in the Message Influence. Preached March 15, 64, and Brother Brandon was speaking here about paragraph 143. He says, notice, like the woman at the well, when she was looking for the scripture to be fulfilled. And then we spoke two or three times a week. He said, let me make sure I... Yeah, he says, the girl, as far as we know, didn't go to church. She was so far away from the word and things like that, and they're calling her creeds and things. And Jesus said, you've took your traditions and made the word of God of no effect. And it's about the same thing today. The creeds that were taught and the things has put the word of God out of action. The word can't come forth, and the thing said, true, they're so indoctrinated with something else, they can't see it. But remember, that voice will haunt not only you here, the tape goes all over the world. And I'm not exactly speaking to you all here, but even then, this was being recorded for me today.
Yes.
Amen. And he says, remember that voice, he says, it's speaking to you all here, but there's somebody here that needs it. Well, it's for you then. But remember that that voice will haunt you as long as you live. In the day that you're dying, it'll haunt you. Obey it. Come back. Our traditions has took the word of God and made it of no effect. The word of God is being made manifest, and the people stand around and say, well, I guess that's pretty good. See? My, oh my. It ought to set our soul on fire. It ought to do something, but it doesn't. It doesn't do it. When this woman then preached and things, probably she didn't go to church because, see, she had no reason to go of something like that. But she had read the scriptures. For notice she knowed quickly when he told her what her trouble was, why she said, well, we know that you must be a prophet. We haven't had one for hundreds of years, but you must be a prophet. We know, see, my opinion, she thought. But if you'll take that marginal reading there and read it in your scripture, it goes back to the prophet, which was Christ. And said, we know you must be a prophet. We know that that Messiah, when he comes, this will be the thing that he'll do. He'll be identified by this. And Jesus said, I am he that speaks to you. And she went into action. She couldn't stand it no longer. The very thing that they was looking for was on earth right then, and she saw it. No matter how much she was in bad shape, a prostitute or a woman like that could not. The man on the street wouldn't even listen to her. They wouldn't today. But stop her. How could you do it? It was like a house on fire in a high wind. You couldn't put it out. A fire got to burning in her heart. And she said, come see a man who told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah? And it stuck, too. When Jesus didn't have to do that one more time, the people believed Jesus because of her testimony. What did it do? She was humble, reverent, and in action. And she went into action when she seen the thing happen. And his signs ought to influence today. The promise signs of today, the promise word that's laid out here for us today to see God fulfilling what he said he would do, it ought to do something to us. Yeah. And as we see the hour we're standing in, and we see the signs of the time that's breaking forth all around this land,
yeah.
And we see all that's taken place in the word that by God's grace he has brought back to us in this hour, brought it into fullness. He's revealed himself more in this age than any other age past, Brother Branham said. If you'll remember, I read that last Sunday or Thursday. But look what he's doing for us. And while this word is just laying open and the Holy Spirit just keeps breaking it forth, and we see this places where we're standing and seeing the soon appearing of the Lord coming. We see all that's been talked about from the beginning to the end, the plan of God unfolding and becoming wrapped up. What it ought to do to a spark it ought to put in our hearts to see this world grow strangely dim and to truly have our attention focused more on Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Drawing us to that place, pushing us, driving us forward. In Ephesians, the first chapter, let's just read this real quick. Ephesians 1, and Paul speaking. Amen. You know, I think it was in the book of Hebrews where Paul said, we'll get there. Let's read this first. But Ephesians 1st chapter, and just catch this third verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, and wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself. He's opened up our understandings and drawed the photos so great that we could see what we were predestinated for, why we were sent here, and why I'm even living today, and what's taking place around us. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. And how he's brought us to this place tonight, to where we can truly see our purpose and why we've been sent and what he is doing, and sent a prophet in this age to break forth the word to us and to open up our understandings, that those things that have been hid and lost and just been covered over by man's doctrines and creeds, he just restored back to the faith that was once delivered to us. Think about, you know, so many times people get so wrapped up in thinking about the prophet's doctrine. The prophet didn't bring a new doctrine. He only preached what Paul preached. He only brought the word back as the Holy Spirit gave him words to speak to enlighten us to what Paul was saying, and to bring forth a true understanding of down through the ages of what he began to restore and pull back through those reformers. Look at where we're standing today. It's not our great intellects that we've come to this place. But by God's grace, we are recipients of this precious word. Amen. This word is igniting. It is working. He is revealing himself. And through that, it puts a spark in our hearts and into our lives that we can truly, you don't have to just, this is what he said. There's a reality to it. You're a partaker of it, and you see the reality coming forth in your life. Amen. You know, I was listening to a brother minister, and he used this as an example and how true it was. And he was talking about intellectual understanding. And he was talking about his daughter. He told her he had put a fence in. And he said she was about 6 years old, and he had put electric fence in for a little animal she had. And he told her, that fence has got electric on it. Don't touch it. It'll shock you. It's hot. It'll burn you. And, you know, she heard him, and she said, yes, okay. But she went right down there for just real quick, and she grabbed a hold of that, and he saw her going, and he tried to stop her, but it was too late. She reached out and got a hold of that, and it shocked her, and it burned her. But then she, in turn, turned around and was telling him, that's hot, and that will shock you. It was a reality. She had experienced it firsthand. She didn't need to take somebody else's word for it. And that's the way God's word is. If you experience it for yourself, you don't have to have somebody else just come along. This is how it is. This is how. No, it's in your heart. Hey, man, I know that's how it is. And then when someone is up bringing the word and it's coming forth and you see, I'm identified in that scripture, it's a whole lot easier to say, amen, hallelujah, praise God. That's me. I'm part of that. Amen. And it brings a reality into our hearts. Amen. And oh my, to truly show forth, I am a recipient, not just a hearer, but I have been a recipient of what God has promised in this hour. Amen. I pray it'll stir our hearts a little greater. Amen. They're in the... You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. This is in the message. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. I just like how Brother Brandon put this here. And just to catch, paragraph 233, just to catch what he was saying. He said, look, Christ in you makes him the center of life of revelation. Christ in life in you makes him the center of revelation. Christ in the Bible makes the Bible the complete revelation of Christ, and Christ in you makes you the complete revelation of the whole thing. See what God is trying to do? What is the new birth then? You say, well, Brother Branham, what is the new birth? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you, amen? See, not you joined a church, you shook a hand, you done something different. You said a creed, promised to live by a code of rules. But Christ the Bible, he is the word that was revealed to you. And no matter what anybody says, what takes place, it's Christ. Pastor, priest, whatever it might be, it's Christ in you. That is the revelation that the church was built upon. You say, well, I'm Lutheran, I'm Baptist, I'm Presbyterian. That doesn't mean one thing. Brother Branham snaps his fingers. Not a thing. Not a snap of your finger. But what is it? It's Christ being revealed, and he is the Word. And when the Word is revealed, it expresses itself. Is there one person in that Bible that you go back and they, when God revealed to them what they were to do, that that word was not expressed? You can't find it. God expressed his word. They became the word made expressed. And he said he was to express himself to take his own laws. Then God's purpose for Jesus Christ was to express himself, to take his own laws, live by his laws, and to fulfill his law by death in Christ. God died in the flesh in order to condemn sin in the flesh, that he might bring to himself a glorious bride and redeem back that will believe only the word of God and not swap it like Eve did for an intellectual conception of man. You see it? That's Christ's idea. That's God's idea. And the new birth reveals this. Amen. And oh my, he is the only divine revealer of God's precious word. He will bring it to pass. Amen. Over in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, as Paul put this here, I think it's just always good to bear this in mind. Amen. Hebrews 4, and just start at the first verse. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Amen. Oh my, may we truly cry out, Lord, mix it with faith in our hearts and in our lives. Yes. Give us a revelator understanding as we hear these things. Even the scriptures we've read tonight, we read them time and time again. But all under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. As you go back and you reread it and you lay before the Holy Spirit, he just has a special way of just dropping little things into your heart. It may not be the whole message. It might be a scripture. It might be a sentence. But it's what it'll take to continue to conform you and to bring you to that image of Jesus Christ that we was predestinated to be conformed to. He's working on us, saints. Amen. And by God's grace, we're nearing the end of the journey. It's coming down close to home. And oh, may we be a people that's looking, not just continuing to be churchgoers. This is what we're going to do for the rest of our lives. I'm going to go to church and I'm just going to lay down someday and pass away. No, by God's grace, I'm looking for a resurrection of the saints. Amen. Amen. I pray we see it. We don't know. We don't know the day or the hour. But I'm looking for it. Amen. And if he doesn't come before my time would come, then I'll just pass on. But I'll raise first. Amen. Amen. For the dead in Christ shall rise first. What a yes. promise. Oh my, how every scripture needs to be more real to yes. us, more alive. Paul, these things weren't just written to comfort us in a time of sorrow, but there's a reality. When you see what someone's lived their life for, what they've given their life for, and then maybe they lay down their life here on this earth, but if they gave their all to Jesus Christ, the promise was unto them. Amen. Their time came, and oh my, when you look back down through all the ages for all the ones that stood and lived for Jesus Christ. And you think about it, some of the things the prophet said in the seal book, as you were renewing our minds back to those things, how great our God is. Yes. Oh my, we see all the different ages, different ones, the times they lived in, the things they had to go through. And here we are today, and you know, it may look like we got the easiest side. But oh my, what an age of deception, what an age of easy living and just able to just give up and just float along and have a life of ease. Remember, Moses had that opportunity too. He gave it all up for one thing. Amen. To do the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And may we truly be a people that's willing to go all the way with him. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. I pray God's word will, something will be said, maybe cause you to go back and read something or just take a little extra from it. But oh my, it's got to be real to you as an individual. It's got to be real to me. It can't just be a church service. Our pastor's on fire. Our brother so-and-so's on fire. What about me, Lord? It's me that's standing here tonight. What does God's word mean to me as an individual? And do I find myself in the number? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing that little chorus. He's real, real, real. Amen. As our pastor comes. Well, he's real, real, real. Amen. You have to get a key. My voice is going.
He's real,
real, real. He's so real to me. Yes, he's real, real, real. He's so real to me.
baptize me with the Holy Ghost. He's so real to me. He baptized me with the Holy Ghost, and he's so real to me. He baptized me with the Holy Ghost. He's so real to me. And that is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Amen. Is he real?
Amen.
I'm so thankful that he's real. Amen. I enjoyed that really good. I really did. That's, and I'm not just saying that. That was very timely, in place, and it just, and Lord willing, you see why Sunday, because that just flows right together with it. It's just so good. It's, and Lord willing, and Terry's, because I want you to think of something. You know, I've been talking about a lot about intellectual knowledge of the Word, and you know that. I've said things down the last couple weeks or so. And the same thing they've done with the sealed message. They've entered it in through an intellectual way. But I believe you'll see as we go into these things, and if you listen real closely, as a brother spoke tonight, the scriptures and quotes he read, people are turning to intellectual knowledge and an educated given message because they don't have the revelation. They're not getting the revelation of the Word. So they had to turn to a knowledge and educated type sermon. And it's sad to see, but it's what's happening. But as our brother spoke, that little predestinated seed, just like a little woman at the well, when that something on the inside's there and that word strikes, oh my, don't need all this education. No. All you need is God revealing the word to you. And that's what he does to the elect. That's why he doesn't have to give them a long, educated sermon. But speak simple as the Lord Jesus spoke. Speak simple as the prophet spoke. But as I said, look what people's doing. They're turning to educated and smart knowledge, you see. And that's not what we'll live. But as our brother read in Christ's Mystery God Revealed, when the Word of God is revealed, it will express itself. Amen. Life comes from it. Hallelujah. So beautiful. Like I say, maybe I'll listen to it again. Pick this message up tonight and listen to it again before Sunday. You know? It won't hurt you. That's for sure. It'll do you good. Amen. It's just beautiful. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we appreciate this little opportunity this evening to come here and to gather around the Word of God. And Lord, you're making your Word to the bride. You're making the Word so real and bringing it to life to her, Lord. It has to be. It has to come that way because we're getting closer to the appearing of the Lord, and everything that you said must happen. And Father, as you said also through your prophet, it'll take more faith in this age than any other age has ever been, because it's a rapturing age. And Father, so it's more revealing to the people, more revealing to the sons and daughters of God, that they would know exactly what you want done with your Word. So we greatly appreciate this great move that we see on, Lord, and what we see happening in our own lives as personal individuals. It's just such a blessing, Lord, to understand these things. So we just continue to call on you for revelation. Lord, please reveal your Word to us. That's what we want to have, Lord, in our lives, that life-prevailing revelation. So, Father, just bless us now as we leave this little place, that we stay in the Spirit, Lord, walk in the Spirit, live by faith, talk by faith, think by faith, the very things that you reveal, Lord. May our life be centered upon that. So we ask now thy will be done in our lives. Just keep us in your care until we come back again the next appointed time, if you should tarry. But Lord, honestly, we know that we don't know the day or the hour. It's this great secret, Lord. And Father, but you will open that little bride up to the right moment, the right time. And Father, she's going to take off out of this earth. She's longing for it and she's looking for it. So we thank you for your grace and mercy now. Bless us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. May God richly bless you. Amen. Don't forget, you're loved by Him, the great I Am, the truth, the light of the way, the one that it really counts. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.